are listening to A Penny and a Peswa. I'm your host, Ursula Imra. Welcome back to another episode of A Penny and a Peswa. My name is Ursula Imra, and today on A Penny and a Peswa, we have a very special guest. I am very excited to have a conversation with this person. She's a trailblazer. She is setting the standards and bringing innovation into the music industry.
I'm so flattered. Cute. You're flattering me.
Please welcome musical artist Asilfi.
Thank you so much, Ursula, for that. Thank you so much. You've made me blush.
Oh my goodness. No, everything I said is very true. I think you're really setting a standard and creating a new avenue for different types of artists, because I personally think when it comes to at least Ghanaian music or West African music, it's very one-sided.
Yeah.
It's very well. And
that's right.
You're just very, very different. And I can't wait to see the things you're going to be doing in the future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this. And it means a lot to me.
Of course. So
yeah.
Before we start, I kind of want to mention to the audience that how we know each other, because I have my links.
Yes, so, yes, she does.
Sophie and I know each other from high school, from boarding school. We both went to St. Rose's together. She was a year ahead of me. I know, girl. Let's not even start talking about roses. We were both in AFS.
Yeah.
We were both in AFS. Were you on the editorial board? I feel like you were.
No, I was not on the editorial board. I was on the entertainment committee.
I was entertainment committee. Okay. I was not on the entertainment. No, I didn't have the entertaining bone in my body. I wanted to get out of there so fast. Like,
oh, I understand.
Today we're just gonna talk about all things you surrounding your music, the type of music you do, and just your experience in the industry so far, because I think for as long as I've been following you, which is literally from the time we started Roses, you've always been into music.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I can't recall if you used to sing in school. I'm not gonna lie. I can't remember if you used to sing in school.
I sang in school, but not on stage. I just sang in my class.
I feel like it was never an entertainment thing. Yeah.
No. But, I only went on stage to dance and just vibe.
Yes, that I remember.
Yeah.
But the first thing I want us to talk about is what inspired you to go into the genre of music that you're in right now, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, Afro Soul.
Yeah, it's correct. I have always wanted to do music. I've always been creative in that aspect. I was writing poems, I was writing music, stories when I was young. So I was just so in touch with that. So growing up, I didn't know how I would make it a career or how it would, my life, or whether I would throw it away along the line. You know what I mean? But when I got to uni, I met a guitarist friend and we started doing covers, and I realized how much music was a safe space for me. And I decided, you know what, why not, you know, just do it. I chose Afro Soul because to me it means an African doing soulful music or having a soulful voice. I'm an African, which is the Afro, and then me doing soulful music or having a soulful voice is the soul in me. I try not to restrict myself to any genre. I just do what I can, testing myself, testing my boundaries, you know? just pushing myself to be the best I could be.
Yeah, that's great, because I will say that I don't know a lot of Africans or even Black, well, maybe like Black people, but like Africans who do well. Okay, let me be specific. West Africans who are doing the type of music that you do. And I think that's what really makes you, aside the fact that you are doing something that's different, you also do it very well.
Oh, thank you so much.
And as I mentioned earlier, you are operating in a male-dominated industry. And as someone who's also operating in a male-dominated industry, I just want to know, why do you think it's important for you to leave your mark on this industry as a woman? But before you tell us that, could you tell us about some of your experiences or hardship? Yes. How is it existing in this industry? Because we also know that the Ghanaian music industry, because that's one I know much about, is also quite controversial. So
it
yeah.
It is. Well, so I have faced in the industry is like a big one is funding, because as an independent artist and doing something very different is a bit challenging to get somebody to believe in you and like invest in you. So you'd have to do everything by yourself, DIY. You know, it's challenging because you're one person and you're not meant to do this by yourself, unless of course you have so much money, you know. And then a second challenge is being a woman in a male dominated industry. Like, people want to try you at every corner. You have to always be careful, always, you know, try and not, you know, try and avoid it. Like, it shouldn't be that way. Like, I'm pushing guys away, like, you know what I mean? So sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
like, people want to try to take advantage of you, or else they wouldn't give you what you want. I have some stories I'm not ready to say right now, but
yeah,
I mean, yeah. Another challenge, is that the system here in Ghana is not structured, so it makes it very difficult for artists to actually break through or make money, and so that's also another challenge that we're facing here. But hopefully, I think this year is a good year for creatives, so yes, I feel it even.
I feel that
we can do something.
I definitely agree with you on that. I definitely feel like, I don't know, I just feel it in me that this year's the year for creatives to just, black creatives all over the world to put their best foot forward. So it's good to hear that I'm not the only person who feels that way.
I'm glad you also feel that way.
Yeah. So when I was in Ghana, you had a show
that I wanted
to attend, but I got the dates wrong, so I couldn't. By the time I realized it had passed, so I was like, oh shoot, I completely messed up the dates. And I think I even spoke to you the day before or the day of the show. I was in my own world by that time, but and I think aside that, you had another show this month or in December?
For my personal show, I haven't yet scheduled another one.
Okay.
But I have a show. Like, I'm performing at Jameson Connects on the 6th of March.
Yes, that
so
I
that's
saw.
Like an Independence Day concert thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just speaking about your shows, and I want to call them live experiences. I hear how some artists, like, for example, like Jackie, she has this type of, you know, plan where she wants her shows to just be a different experience for audiences. And I want to know if you have, I mean, I assume that you do have the same goal set for your audiences. So what is the type of experience you want your audience to feel when they are at your shows? I cannot talk.
Well, I want my audience to feel like they're stepping into a lounge where their problems melt away. Live music, always live music. Very calm music, sometimes fast paced, but it still has that calming to feel at home. That's the experience. Comfort, you know?
Yeah. That's so then, since you want audiences to continue having to have this lounge type of experience, do you think you would ever host a show in a large location, like a stadium? Where else do they host big shows? Like a stadium.
Well, I would, but would like it to be tailored to my experience. You know what I mean? I would like it if people would be sitting on the floor, or people would be like, it should reflect me. It should reflect style, whatever the case may be. Even if it's a big show, I want them to still feel like it's an intimate show. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's my own. And then hopefully when I get to that stage, I know how to set up the whole space in order for it to suit my style.
Yeah. I love that. Again, something that we don't see, and something that is now becoming a thing, is artists trying to maintain their brand in everything they do. And I personally love that. I love that so much. Moving forward, I would also like to know, so I have done an episode on this in the past, again, in relation to the Ghanaian music industry and women within that industry. I have, through my research, I have noticed that there are a lot of times when women are pitted against each other in the industry. That's okay, good. You agree. Yes, it's good to have some confirmation from someone who's actually in that industry. I would just like to know, one, obviously you've just confirmed that this is true, but then, is it important for women to be united? Because I think there's a difference between all the women are getting along, and then there's a difference between we actually have each other's backs, if that makes sense. Because when I look at artists,
that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, then, yes.
Well, I think it's very important for female artists or women to come together and to unite. If you are trying to make a change or make a difference, you can't do it alone. You need to do it together, or else you don't make the impact you want. So it's very important, but it has to be genuine. It can't be faked. It has to be genuine. You don't all have to get along. That's all right. But we need to be united in the sense that we are moving the movement together.
Yeah, that makes 100% sense. In that sense, my next question is, how do you, because again, that's something that we don't usually see in, I'm speaking about Ghana because that's the place I know. That's something that we don't commonly see in Ghana.
That's the place we know, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, one, how do you think that women showing a united front in the music industry or the creative industry in general will inspire our local community? And how do you think your music personally inspires people, or how do you wish for it to inspire people?
Well, I feel like me even trying to should be inspiring, because here I am. Yes, I do all types of genres, but I'm pushing it with, you know, different things. I'm just trying to, my whole journey is it should be inspirational, because I'm not with, even though the odds are stacked, I haven't given up. I have been putting in the work, you know, and I feel like, you know, these things compound as you keep working and you keep praying and you keep, you know, going in the right direction, things will definitely align. Yes.
Right.
I feel like my journey, it's in itself is inspiring, is an impact. And hopefully, and how I want to impact people is I want to help people as well, especially creatives, also get it easier or find an easier way to break through, and also show that Ghanaian talents are way more than people know.
Right.
Way more.
Right. Great. Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This
too.
Brings me to the end of the question session, but now I have some hot fire questions for you. Honestly, they're not that hot.
They're not that hot,
but you're kind of going to be on the hot seat, so get ready. Okay. So the first question, one artist you want to work with?
Okay, so one artist I want to work with is Amare.
Sorry, not me alone. I love Amare so much. I love her. Okay.
Yeah, I love her too.
She's so good. She's also very unique. Like, let me not start. Second question, your favorite collaboration so far?
So far, my favorite collab is the most recent one I did with Juma Mufasa. Mm-hmm. The song is called Jealousy. And I really think me and him have the right chemistry for music.
Oh, I love that. I love that. The next question, favorite song you have made so far?
I would say that my favorite song, I keep making favorites. It's interesting. Like, I think, oh, I have done my favorite song yet. Then I go back to the studio and I make, like, I'm like, wow, now I've made my first. Then it just keeps happening. So it's interesting. Yeah.
But honestly, that's how you know that you're actually doing it from your heart, when you keep on making favorites. So that's a very fair answer.
Thank you.
So last question. Who is your... this question is a little... who's your favorite independent artist?
In Ghana?
Yes.
My favorite independent artist. Completely independent.
It doesn't have to be completely independent, though.
Okay, well, I'd say maybe Amare, I guess. I don't know. Independent. Most of the ones, they have backing, you know, they have serious backing.
True. That's true. But that's still a good answer. I'm being biased, but it doesn't matter. It's a good answer. But yes, thank you so much for hopping on to this episode with me. We are bringing
this to an
end.
Thank you so much for having me. And believing in me so much.
Of course. We're always here to support. I'll be leaving all of this. I'll be leaving links to streaming sites also in the description of today's episode. But do you have anything you want to say to the audience before we log out?
They can follow me at Asofie, that's ESSILFIE music on Twitter. Stay safe and, you know, believe in themselves, I guess.
Alrighty.
Thank you for listening to this episode of A Penny and a Peswa. Stay in the loop and join the conversation by following us on Instagram and Twitter at @penny_apeswa. All guest information can be found in the description of today's episode. You can listen to A Penny and a Peswa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all podcast listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review of 5 stars. See you on the flip side.